Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good time. Anytime you need a payment.
Good time.
Anytime you're out from under.
Not getting hassled. Not getting bustled. Keeping your head above water. Making your way when you can.
Temporary layoffs.
Good times.
Easy credit or rip off.
Good times.
Watching the asphalt grow, thinking how it all looks hand-me-down.
Good times,
yeah, yeah,
good
yeah.
Times. Keeping your head above water, making a way when you can.
Temporary layoffs,
good times.
Easy credit to rip off,
good times.
Scratching and surviving,
good times.
Welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. It is Saturday. Time to talk about your financing here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba from TexasLending.com. And we want to help you make decisions about buying, refinancing, getting your home equity loans. It all starts right here, right now. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, You've been on the front lines all week.
The front lines.
The front lines. You're in recon.
Battle.
What's been going on in the battlefront?
It's just, you know, that purchase time. You got a lot of people out looking for houses. There's a lot of inventory out there. People are trying to make the best decision possible on a house.
Make sure you get in touch with us today if you have questions about buying a home this summer. It's that time. You know, the kids are going back to school here. Mm-hmm. Even though summer just started, it's going to be less than 2 months before they go back to school here in Texas. So make sure you get your home purchase loan started right now at TexasLending.com. Get a question. And if you're thinking about buying a home anytime right now in the next 6 months to a year, it's time to call us and get yourself pre-approved and get going on that way to having yourself owning a home. So it starts with the text line at 972-849-9363. 972-849-9363. That's your text line to get going right now if you're trying to get yourself into that mortgage. If you're trying to get a cash out loan, a cash out refinance, or maybe refinance, hey, the rates came down yesterday. Mm-hmm. They've been going up and down. All this Middle East stuff going on and other things in the economy, oil prices going up and down. Well, right now we have a situation where rates came down yesterday. So what does that mean for you? Wait till Monday. Things will change. It's like the weather. The mortgage rates are like the weather. So,
and the stock market.
We have a nice little low rate front that just came in yesterday.
A low rate.
So make sure that you take advantage of that good mortgage weather and get in touch with us at 972-849-9363. 972-849-9363. Many of you have cash out refinance desires. You want to get that equity out of your home. And some of you, you know, need to get ready now because your tax bill hasn't arrived yet. And your tax bill for your property is going to be coming in. And You're going to have higher costs there. Most of us, our home values are up and the taxes are going up on our properties. And make sure that you have your money ready to go when it comes time to those increased tax rates on your property. Make sure you get yourself ready for the kids going back to school. Make sure you, if you're trying to do that work around the house, if you're trying to get that home equity loan, it starts with either a first lien home equity loan or a second lien home equity loan. And many of you can use that second lien home equity loan while keeping your first mortgage in place. What is going on with the rates, Bob? Are they, what was the best rate you saw that you quoted someone this week? You don't got to say the loan program. I just want to know what was the best rate you saw that you were able to quote.
6.75.
That was the best rate you saw this week. Mm-hmm. That was on a purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and it depends on what kind of loan you're looking at, folks. You might, some of you are looking at FHA. Was that a conventional?
It was a con loan.
Conventional?
Yeah.
It was a conventional loan. And so FHA loans are typically a little bit less than that. So if you're trying to get yourself into an FHA loan, you might be able to get yourself a better deal. But you know what? That was a rate he quoted to someone this week. And their situation is different than yours. You're going to have a different credit score, different equity position, different mortgage insurance, different closing costs if you're trying to buy your rate down. All these things are going to impact your mortgage. They all come with different APRs. Everyone has a different scenario.
So, Kevin, I just got the greatest text message ever.
Oh, is it
to start off a show?
Is it my wife saying that she loves me again?
No,
you know she's always texting people telling them that.
No,
what is it?
Where do I get pre-approved?
Where do I get pre-approved?
Do I need to pick a lender or can I do it online?
Well, some people might think that they can just put their information online and then that'll start coming their way. You need to pick a lender. And here's what I would do. I would start with TexasLending.com. Go to TexasLending.com. Give us your information. We'll start asking you the necessary questions we need to know about for you to get approved. And so it starts right now with TexasLending.com. Go there or text us at 972-849-9363. Bubba, how do you get pre-approved? I mean, I remember when I got my first mortgage. Well, the first thing I did was I went and I had one of my friend's mothers who was a realtor.
Uh-huh.
I had her drive me around to look at houses. After about five houses, she goes, "You are pre-approved, aren't you?" And I go,
"What?
What are you talking about?" And so she was doing it because she was my best friend's mother. And now, so you might need a little bit different strategy. You need to get yourself pre-approved for your mortgage so that you know how much you can qualify for. And so you know how much your payment's going to be so you can start looking at the proper houses. And you can go to a realtor and we'll refer you to a realtor. And then you can go looking at all the homes that you can fit into your price range. So start by texting us your questions at 972-849-9363. But some of you are self-employed. Some of you get paid in tips. Some of you are paid in cash in other ways. Some of you are 1099s and you're a trucker and you're working for five different corporations. And so you're driving trucks for five different places and you're independently contracted. Well, we need to work through that for you. And we want to hear your questions and we want to hear your situation by texting us to 972-849-9363. If you're trying to buy a house, send us this information. Your current income, your current credit score, and your expected down payment. We can get you going in the right direction of what kind of loan program, how much home you might be able to afford, what your payment might be. If you're trying to figure this all out and you don't know where to start, that's a good start. Just text that information to 972-849-9363. Or go online right now to TexasLending.com. Maybe you want cash out in that home equity loan. It starts by telling us the current value of your home that you're in, your balance of your mortgage, and then you're going to give us the information about your credit score and your current mortgage rate. So your credit score, your mortgage rate, and the balance of your mortgage and how much your home is valued at. And then we'll get you an idea of how much cash you can get. What's the best way to start moving down that? A lot of you may have questions about VA loans or FHA loans or first-time home buyer loans. We have the answers here, and the answers are really just getting you some good, solid info so you can start getting your mortgage going with TexasLending.com. Bubba.
Yeah.
You have a question for us.
Yes. So in October 2024, I used Texas Lending to get a home equity loan against my paid-off house for $64,000. Within the next 2 years, my wife and I, our growing family, would like to move into a larger, updated, more kid-safe place. I'm not too sure what that means, kid-safe place. But with that, I was looking into VA loans and specifically VA loan assumptions. What sort of benefits or hindrance come with the VA assumption?
So not many people have done assumptions in the last 40 years or so, but they used to be a normal thing. People talked about them more often.
Yep.
And FHA loans may be assumed and VA loans may be assumed, but you may not know what an assumption is. And an assumption is that someone has already obtained a mortgage on a house. And let's say a person is sitting in a mortgage for a VA loan and they have been paying it for 5 years and they have a nice 2.5% VA rate. And that person wants to leave that house. Now, if you're a veteran and you may qualify for a VA loan, mm-hmm. you may go in and assume that mortgage. You may go in and how do you assume a mortgage? You need to qualify for the mortgage. And yes. So a company like TexasLending.com is not the company to call. You need to work with a servicer who is already with who already has that mortgage.
Now, does the person have to be a VA to assume a VA?
You know what? Because we're not involved with assumptions.
Yeah,
I'll look it up during the break.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know. If you have to be a veteran to assume a VA, a veteran's mortgage.
Right.
I would assume you would have to be, but assumptions. I'm assuming for assumptions.
Yeah, but FHA, you wouldn't have to be, right? Correct?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's something to know.
No, I mean, for FHA, you just have to qualify for FHA.
Right. I mean, if they would want to assume the FHA rate that the other people have.
Then anyone qualifies for FHA, though.
Yeah, I would think. But I thought FHA was assumable, too.
Yeah, it is. But you don't have to be a veteran. If you're an FHA, you have to go in and qualify for an FHA loan. You have to have the credit score requirement. You have to be able to document. You can make the payment. Right. And those things. So as long as you're qualified for that FHA, you can assume a FHA loan. And so that's, you have to find someone who's selling a house who would allow you to assume their mortgage. But here's the thing. Here's the kicker. If the home is worth $400,000 and the loan is only $200,000 that you're going to assume, mm-hmm. you're assuming this nice low rate at 2.5%. But you still need to come up with the other $200,000 and give
equity.
It to them. Yes.
Yeah.
And so if someone's selling their home, you would need to give them their equity in cash. So that's something you need to think about on the VA. Because if you went out and got yourself a VA loan right now, it would be a zero down loan for VA. You'd have your VA funding fee associated with that. Up front, that would be financed in a mortgage if you just went up and got a VA loan. But if you're going to assume it, you're going to need to pay cash for the difference between the current balance of the mortgage and the sales price of the house.
And that's where a lot of the calls that I've gotten are asking us if we did a loan for the equity. But no, we don't.
No. And so
I don't know who does.
And so you need to be on title of that home for a while before you could get that equity loan out of that house. Mm-hmm. And so those are the things you need to think about regarding the assumption. Also, you can go on and read about assuming VA loans. And it'll give you some information there on the internet as well. From the VA, they'll tell you about that as well. And so make sure you get in touch with us, 972-849-9363, 972-849-9363. Get in touch with us right now. Yeah. So, Bubba.
Yep.
FHA loans, we talked about them. He said, hey, what do you have to do to qualify for an FHA loan? You know, a lot of people, when they're trying to get themselves into a mortgage for the first time, a lot of people get FHA loans. And a lot of you who are thinking about buying a home with a mortgage under $525,000 in Texas, in some counties it may go up much higher, but if you're going to be buying yourself, if you're going to be buying yourself a home and it's going to be in the let's talk about the DFW area first of all. The FHA loan limits, FHA goes up to certain loan amounts. And so if you're going to be talking about a loan in Dallas County, for example, an FHA loan may go up to $563,000 FHA. In every other county, they go up to at least $524,000. So if you're in that ballpark, a lot of first-time home buyers start thinking about it's possibly going to be FHA. And why would people want FHA? Well, because the rates are better.
Yep.
The FHA rates are better than conventional mortgages. And if you want a 0.5% better interest rate than a conventional loan, you're probably looking at FHA. If you're looking for a better payment, FHA mortgage insurance. If you're putting the minimum down, FHA mortgage insurance is better than conventional.
If you have a lower credit score.
And so FHA is going to help a lot of people try to get into more. You don't have to be a first-time buyer either. FHA loans help first-time, mm-hmm. second-time buyers. You just can only one FHA loan at a time. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about that, though. When you get your questions in right now at 972-849-9363, get those questions in here. We'll answer them for you when we come back after these messages in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show right here at 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Get your questions in at 972-849-9363. We were talking about first-time home buyers buying houses under FHA scenarios, and you may find your FHA loans in the DFW area. Most of the counties qualify for an FHA loan up to $563,000. A lot of people don't know you can buy duplexes and threeplexes and fourplexes under FHA loans.
And VA.
So you can buy those and, you know, a fourplex, for example. If you're buying one in Dallas County, a fourplex may go up to $1,083,000. $1,083,000 for a fourplex if you're thinking about buying one of those.
But you have to move into one of them.
You have to live. If you're going to buy one of the plexes, you need to live in one of the plexes.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So if a duplex, a threeplex, or a fourplex, you need to live in one of the plexes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you live in a plex, Bubba?
No.
Do you live in a...
I live in the Metroplex.
Oh, that plex. It's one of the plexes. Make sure you get in touch with us up here. 972-849-9363.
All right, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Very generic. When is the best time to refinance, or how can you tell the amount of equity one has?
Well, if you have a decision to make and you have 100 years of time to decide when you're going to refinance, I would choose probably August of 2020 is the best time to refinance. But if you've missed out on that and you're thinking about refinancing now because you bought a home in the last few years and your rate's at 7.5% or 8%, you want to refinance once you can save a certain amount of money on your home. What is that right time? When is the right time to refinance? Now, is it worth refinancing? Oh, it used to be a big deal to save $100 a month. Now it doesn't sound like much. I mean, $100 is you and a couple of friends having lunch now. And so $100 a month used to be a lot. And it was time to refinance when you could save $100 a month. That was not too far ago in the memory banks. But now when is it worth it to refinance? If you can save $100 of interest every month, is it worth it $200 of interest a month? Is it worth it to refinance with $300 of interest a month? Because here's the deal. When you do refinance, whether you refinance and save $100 a month or you refinance and save $300 a month, your closing costs are pretty much the same for you. Mm-hmm. So you individually, if you're going to refinance and you're going to get a more, you know, so what's a refinance closing cost? They're typically, first of all, going to get financed in the mortgage for a lot of people, typically. And so is it $5,000 of closing cost to refinance? If we're going to finance that in your mortgage, is it worth it by saving $100 a month? Because it's going to take you about 4 years. It's going to take you about 4 years to make that money back on the refund. If you're going to save $100 a month and it costs you $5,000 in closing costs, it's going to take you 50 months to save $5,000. So about 4 years. What if you can save $200 a month? Is it worth that $5,000 in closing costs? Now, when the rates go down, typically there's a lot more liquidity in the market that allows mortgage companies to roll your closing costs into the mortgage. And so you can both save hundreds of dollars a month and have no closing cost. It's much easier when the rates go down to do that than it is right now. And so, but if you can save a couple hundred dollars a month, you can make your closing costs back in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can save $300 a month, can you make your closing costs back in a year and a half? And I would say somewhere around there, right?
And also a big thing is if you can cut the term, like if you can go, you know, to a 25-year loan or a 20-year loan.
But here's the deal, though. How do you save $300 a month? I'm going to tell you who saves $300 a month on their mortgage payment. Who saves $300 a month in interest payments? Let's say that. Here's who saves $300 a month. If you have a $360,000 mortgage and you can reduce your mortgage rate by 1%, a 1% lower rate on $360,000 is $300 a month in interest.
Mm-hmm.
Differential, comparing one rate to another. And so, if you can, it would take about a year and 4 months to make your closing costs back. If it was $5,000 in closing costs, it would make about a year and 4 months for you to make back around $5,000 in closing costs. So, I would say, hey, it would make a lot of sense for us. And like Bubba said, take that to a 20-year mortgage or a 25-year mortgage.
Yep.
You're still saving the money on the interest just the same.
Yep.
I'm going to say this. This hurts a lot of people's heads. If you have not had your meds, just turn off the radio right now, because I'm going to talk about math, and math hurts people's heads in the morning. So if, Bubba, you have, if you want to save that $300 a month, it's just the same whether you have a 30-year mortgage and your rate drops 1%, or you have a 15-year mortgage and your rate drops 1%. You're still only saving $300 a month in interest. Mm. The payments are different. Why are the payments different? Because you're paying back the principal of the mortgage, the $360,000 part of it. That's just flat money. That's not interest. You're paying back $360,000 in 20 years versus $360,000 in 30 years. So the payment is higher on a 20-year mortgage, but you are still saving interest every month if you're reducing, and you can even go to a 15-year mortgage, if your rate is 1% lower. Mm-hmm. Every month you're paying, not every month, but in the first month primarily, you're saving, it drops every month because your principal payment's going down and you're only paying interest on the principal. So that's a lot of head hurting talk there. So,
yeah, but I always like to say it's not so much closing costs, but it's equity costs too, because your equity is going up at the same time. So it is.
Yes, your equity is going up because you're paying the principal down faster. And so if you are saving, so that's who saves $300 a month. And if your loan is $480,000 and you can drop your rate 1%, you're going to save $400 a month. Every $120,000 of mortgage, 1% is worth $100 a month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on a $120,000 mortgage, 1% lower would be $100 a month. If you're at $240,000, $200,000, $360,000, $300,000, it goes on up. If you have a $600,000 mortgage, you're going to save $500 a month. And so does it make sense to refinance by lowering your rate by 1%? What if you can drop your rate by 0.5%? If you have a $600,000 mortgage, you might drop $250 a month off your mortgage payment. Doesn't make sense. So we got to sit down and do the math. Some of you can just drop your 8.5% and save $3,000 a year in interest payments, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in that ballpark. This is a ballpark radio show. Make sure you get in touch with us up here, 972-849-9363. We want to answer your questions for you, give you some ideas. And so I can't even remember what that question was, Bubba. They said there was a question in there.
When's the best time to refinance? When also, how can they find out what their value of their home is, their equity is?
You can get some idea by going to some of these websites like Zillow. They give you some idea. They give you an idea. You know, if you really want the idea, you have to have an appraiser come out and appraise your home. You want to know what the homes are selling for in your neighborhood. That's going to give you an idea. But also, different homes have different square footage and things like this. Some have garage conversions. But let's talk about the time of the year. What time of the year is the best time of the year to refinance? Mm. It depends on what you want to have rolled into your mortgage. If you refinance in February, March, April, your taxes have been paid from the prior year, so when you're getting your new mortgage, you're not rolling in all these new escrow fees, escrow costs into your new mortgage. You're not rolling in a whole bunch of new taxes and insurance into your mortgage. If you're trying to get a mortgage at the end of the year, for example, if you're trying to get your mortgage in September, October, the mortgage companies start having to pay off all the taxes when the mortgage closes. It's a requirement for us to collect a full year of taxes on the property once the tax bill comes out. And those used to come in October. They're even coming out in September now. Once those tax bills come out, the title companies at closing are required to collect the taxes. So if you're trying to refinance in September, October, November, December, they need to collect all those taxes. And so when is the best time to refinance? Well, if you're trying to do it that time of year, you're going to bring a full year of taxes to closing. And so that's something, or roll it into the new mortgage. Now, if you have an old mortgage or your existing servicer will send your escrow money back to you that they have that they're sitting on. So you'll actually be able to roll some money into your new mortgage if you refinance it at the end of the year. And then you'll be able to get that some of that escrow money back in many circumstances when the current service provider sends you back your tax money in a check after you've funded your loan. And so these are different things to think about, but it's hard to time it. You really got to look at the rates because rates have been swinging. I'm going to say recently this year, mortgage rates have only been swinging within about a 0.5% range. They've been really back and forth by about 0.5%. We're right in the middle of that right now between the high and the low of the year. And so whether you refinanced at the low of the year or the high of the year, you're just within 0.25% of the high and the low. So you can shop and shop until you're content. But we talk about on this show all the time that sometimes it's just as good for you to shop the tax rate when you're buying a home because the tax rate in your county, in your city, it has a bigger impact long term for that mortgage because you're going to be paying taxes on the home value. Some of you bought your home for $200,000 15 years ago. Now your home's worth $450,000. And so 15 years ago, you got your mortgage rate at 3.5%. 4%, right? 15 years ago. But you were paying 3.5% on $200,000 and you have a mortgage left. You have a mortgage now of $100,000 left. And you're paying 3% on the $100,000, but you know what? You're being taxed 2.8 on $400,000 from the taxes. So every time your home goes up in value, this 2.8%, which is probably the average tax rate in most of the DFW Metroplex, 2.8% is being charged in your home's value. While the interest you're paying is only on the principal you still owe on your mortgage. So some of you are sitting there with a 2.5% mortgage rate with a tax rate of 2.8%. And you're paying 2.5% on a $200,000 mortgage, and you're paying 2.8% on a $500,000 home value. So which one should you shop more? The tax value or your interest rate, which is going to go away when you're refinancing?
Yeah.
You know? And exactly. So some of you might save yourself a few hundred dollars or a few thousand dollars over 10 years versus the taxes, which long term, as the home values go up, they're going to kill you. We got to take a break, Bubba.
Yeah. The amazing thing is just what the insurance costs are now.
Get your questions in so when we come back from this break, we can answer them. The text line is 972-849-9363. We've talked about a lot of math this morning. So you either got to eat a lot of bacon so that your stomach hurts so you can take the pain away from your head. Usually that's a better solution. Or you can just take the edge off with one of those Bloody Marys at one of those fine establishments down the road. Get in touch with us. Get in touch with us during the break at 972-849-9363. We're going to come back and answer those questions after these messages on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show and 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, we being inappropriate Uncle Bubba. And all of you, you know, I know you're jealous that you don't get to sit 10 feet from inappropriate Uncle Bubba every day of your life, of your day. But anyway, every minute of your day. But you can get in touch with us if you want to text us at 972-849-9363. They'll give you a big bear hug once you get your mortgage done with TexasLending.com, or one of our loan officers is always available on our website. Get in touch with us now. We want to help you with that cash out refinance. I hope that information helps some of you. The idea of how do you save $300 a month in your mortgage. Now, a lot of you don't know it, but you can also reduce your PMI. If you're paying PMI and your mortgage value has gone up, your home's value has gone up, you may refinance your mortgage. Get rid of the PMI. Maybe you can save $100 a month in interest and $150 a month in PMI, and now you're saving $3,000 a year or somewhere around that. So get that savings started. Call us and find out what your options are, or text us to see if we have an option for you right now of refinancing. Maybe you got that home loan and you're thinking maybe it's time. Get in touch with us. We'll be happy to help. Bubba.
Yeah. Got nothing yet.
Nothing. That means you need to get on the phones in your phones and text us at 972-849-9363. So earlier we were talking about the FHA loan for the first-time home buyer is always a good option, up to certain loan amounts. If you're thinking, I want a conventional loan, because, you know, it's very strange how we get attached to things. We give value to things that are man-made things. We give value to things that are really unimportant. For example, I don't want to have an FHA loan because it's FHA. Well, no one cares. No one cares if you have an FHA loan. You know what? No one matters.
Well, four years ago, they did.
Your math counts. Your math is what matters.
Yeah.
Your math means what's my payment.
Yeah.
Do I have PMI? Is my mortgage insurance going to go up? Is my interest rate going to go up? Or do I just have a nice fixed rate? Like 99.9% of us all have fixed rates right now. And if we're going to get that fixed rate mortgage, what's my principal and interest payment? That's what you're dealing with a mortgage company. Right. What is my principal and interest payment? And really the mortgage company, it's what's my interest payment?
Yeah, definitely.
Because your principal is what your principal is going to be, your principal payment, depending on your term of your loan. So really, when you think about it, you know what our job is at a mortgage company? To help you get financing closed. To help close you on your financing at a rate that is fixed. Now, we have to do a lot more than that. We have to make sure we put your taxes in their property. We got to make sure some mortgage companies don't. They put the wrong taxes in and then your mortgage payment's incorrect and they come back and want thousands of dollars later on. because they didn't do the taxes properly.
Yep. Seen that.
Especially
all the time.
On new home purchases where the builder's building. That is where most of that happens. And so another thing is your tax rates are going up every year. So let's say you close in July. Here, I'm going to do a scenario for you. This is going to happen to some of you. You're going to close on a home in July. The seller is selling you a house. The home is worth $500,000. The taxes on that property, let's say they're charging you $13,000 a year in taxes on the property, something like that. And so you close on it, and then suddenly next year, your mortgage, your servicer calls you and says, "Hey, we're the servicer, and we're increasing your payment by $125 a month, an extra $15,000 mm-hmm. a year, right? Or $1,500 a year." And so you're saying, "Why did my payment go up $1,500?" Well, because the taxes are going to go up in the property. Most of you in DFW are going to come in next year with a higher tax payment than you're paying now. Most of you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're, and it doesn't have to do with whether your home went up in value this year. It's whether it went up in value the last several years. Because we've talked about in this show, they can only raise the tax. So if your home value is doubled, they can only raise the taxes 10% a year. So some of you still have 5 more years just to catch up to the home values that have increased in your home. And so maybe your payment goes up $125 a month for the next 4 years until the taxes catch up with the home value increases. But if home values continue to increase, you're going to keep seeing their tax, your mortgage payment is going to keep going up. And it's not your mortgage payment, it's the payment to your servicer where you're paying taxes and your escrow payment. So we're as a mortgage company, when we close your loan, are getting you approved for an interest rate on your principal. The taxes are associated with you in the city, the county, and you're going to keep on paying higher taxes if your home value goes up. So here's what we want to help you do. We want to help you have your home values go down. Don't mow your lawn. Don't paint your house. If your roof has dents in it, tell your neighbors. No, you know, your home values are going to keep going up. So you're going to keep paying higher tax. Even if you pay off your mortgage and you no longer have a mortgage payment, your taxes can go up every year on the property that's paid off. So these are the things you need to be considering. Call TexasHoney.com right now. Going to our website and clicking on that number or get your information in so we can contact you for your mortgage. See if it's right to refinance. See if we can get rid of that PMI. Look at your options. Get you pre-approved. All the fun things you can do at TexasLending.com. Or you can text Bubba right now, 972-849-9363. We're happy to answer your questions there. So we were talking about the FHA loans. We're talking about how to save yourself some money. What are the advantages of a conventional loan? So why would I even get a conventional loan on a home purchase versus FHA? We already told you FHA has better mortgage insurance rates. If you're not putting 20% down, they have better interest rates. So they have better mortgage insurance. They have better interest rates. Why wouldn't you get an FHA loan? Well, there's one thing on FHA. For example, a first-time home buyer, the minimum out-of-pocket is 3% versus 3.5% minimum out-of-pocket for an FHA loan. So you can get a tiny little bit lower down payment potentially on a conventional loan. But the real benefit of a conventional loan would come in that if you do have mortgage insurance on a conventional loan, because it's with private corporations, they're a lot nicer to you than the federal government. The private mortgage institutions will take away your mortgage insurance. Your mortgage servicer will take away your mortgage insurance once you have 22% equity in the property. Once you get it paid down to 78% of the original appraised value, then your mortgage insurance will go away by law on a conventional loan. On an FHA loan, your minimum down payment, 30-year mortgage, your mortgage insurance is not going away. The federal government hates you. No, I'm only kidding. No, it's a federal government. It's a stipulation there that on an FHA loan, that insurance is coming from HUD. So once your insurance is paid down, even at 22%, you're going to continue paying that mortgage insurance. Why? Because you're subsidizing other people's houses. Even if you have 90% equity in your FHA loan, you're still paying mortgage insurance because you bought a house and you're going to pay mortgage insurance for someone else who wants to buy a house, you see?
Correct.
And so this is part of our new social contract here in the United States where we pay for other people's mortgages. Okay. And so that's part of the FHA deal is, and I don't know why they haven't changed that now. There was the 2008 debacle, but I'm going to tell you what, up until that time, up until 2008, you know, the FHA came in the 1930s. So FHA came around in the 1930s. And we don't need to go into all of the history of why and when it came in, but that's when it came in. And between then and 2008, you know, at that time, your FHA mortgage insurance would go away after a period of time. After you paid a certain amount, your FHA mortgage insurance that you pay monthly would go away. That changed. After the 2008 financial thing, that changed and they came out and said, everyone, your mortgage insurance isn't going to go away. I hope they change that sometime soon for people trying to buy houses. And it should go away at some point. Why, if you have 90% equity, are you still paying mortgage insurance? But there's 90% equity in a property. It doesn't make any sense. But that's a battle for a different day.
A battle for a different day.
We have this day to battle with, and hopefully not too much battling. We should have some good weather this weekend. Hopefully you can enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take a break right now, and we will come back and answer more of your questions at the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Get your questions in right now.
Yay, we got one.
If you're want to listen to Chris and Will, they're going to be with you an hour later than normal. They're going to be with you at 10 o'clock rather than 9 o'clock today. So get yourself ready and get all your sports questions ready to go. If you have math questions or mortgage questions or just you want to talk about ephemeral things, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba is always ready for that.
Yeah.
972-849-9363. Is your question number here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Bubba, you have a question over there?
Yeah, it says, is there a way to get out from under escrow and pay the taxes separately? It feels like mortgage companies keep a large buffer amount, which adds to the payment. Our current rate is 2.5.
Current tax rate or current mortgage rate? So you don't want to refinance out of that. And so the only way you could is to negotiate or threaten your current servicer.
Is it a FHA?
We haven't heard the threats work ever. We don't. But, you know, just this is an option show. You always have an option, but the outcome may not be what you want. So if you want to get rid of your escrows, you want to pay them separately, you'd have to get approval from your service provider or refinance out of your mortgage. Those are your options of doing it.
Is it an FHA loan? Then there's no option of getting out.
No. If you have FHA, in your VA loan, you're going to keep on paying your taxes and insurance escrow payment with the mortgage. There's no way to get out of that if you're in an FHA or VA loan. That's another one of the benefits of the conventional loan. We were talking about differences. You know, the conventional loan, the mortgage insurance can go away over time. And you may, if you have 20% equity in the house, if you're going to put 20% down, you may have a mortgage without having an escrow payment associated with it. And so those are options on conventional loans that are not options on FHA and VA loans. You're going to pay your taxes and then homeowner's insurance with the mortgage payment if you get an FHA or VA loan. It does give you some peace of mind because you can have it all in one payment, right? And so you can go and do that. My wife, for example, when we first bought our first home together, she wanted to have it all in one payment. She didn't want to have to have it separate. She didn't want to think about having to pay taxes and homeowner's insurance and a mortgage. She decided, I just wanted to pay one payment, then I can take it off my plate. I don't got to think about it. And so there are some peace of mind stuff there. Depends on how organized with you. And a lot of us are unorganized these days, us being people like me, a little bit more unorganized just because of the life throwing slings and arrows at you. So
of outrageous fortune.
Hopefully. hopefully outrageous fortune.
Yeah.
And so get your questions in now, 972-849-9363. Cash out refinance, Bubba. We talk about how much money people can save. You know, we talked about, for example, some of you say, how could I save $300 a month in payments by refinancing my mortgage? Mm. So we talked about that being a 1% lower rate on $360,000. Hey, if you can drop your rate by 2%, you'd be saving $600 a month, right, in interest initially.
Yes.
And so what about saving money on credit card debt? So what if you have $36,000 in credit card debt? It can drop that average rate from 25%. We're just going to say, what if that rate was now 10%? 25% versus 10%, or 25% versus 8%. If you can drop your credit card debt rates by 15%, mm-hmm. and you have $36,000 in credit cards, right? Well, what is $36,000 in credit? What's 15% of that, right? So that's $5,400 a year in interest. Well, it's upfront. When I say it, that's upfront, because as you pay your credit card principal down, then your interest being charged on that is less every month. But that's $36,000 in credit cards. If you went from 25% average credit card payments and got those rates reduced to 10%, that's a 15% reduction in the interest payments on the same debt. And like we said, that's $5,400. Every month. And so that's a lot of money. And not, I say it's $5,400 a year. I mean, that's if your principal never went down, but it'd be $540 in interest savings the first month. And does it make sense for you to refinance out of that credit card debt that you're paying right now and into a home equity loan? Does it make sense?
Does it make sense?
I say yes.
Yes.
Call us at TexasLending.com. Get your information in now. Go online and get your information into us, because we do second lien interest rate, fixed interest rate home equity loans. Second lien fixed interest rate. So you know what your rate's going to be. You know what your payment's going to be. You can get those credit cards paid off. Not only that, get some extra cash that now you can use instead of using credit cards that you can now have for a rainy day in case something happens. You can get that all going right now at TexasLending.com.
And they can be done on investment properties,
and they can be hundreds of thousands of dollars, these second liens.
Oh, yeah. And they can be done on investment properties, too. A lot of people don't do that.
Yes. And so you can talk about us. And some of you can get those done with bank statement documentation for your bank statement documentation. Now, the rates are different depending on your credit score, your equity situation, your documentation type. You're all going to have different rates. So we need to take a look and see what your scenario is, and you need to decide if it's right for you. But we do a lot of those loans every month, and I think you should call TexasLending.com right now. One of our loan officers is ready to help, and go online to our website and get that information now. Yep. Bubba, what are you doing this weekend? You're going to go watch some LPGA golf up in Frisco?
No, I'm going to watch it on TV, though.
Okay.
It's riveting golf.
Riveting.
And then I'm going to plan on going to watch the Live next week.
Oh, that's up there at Merido. Make sure you get yourself supporting the golfers that are coming here locally, and support the rest of your teams. We know you do, because you are sports listeners here in The Fan. Mm-hmm. And we got to get out of here. So we wish you a very good week, and we wish you to join us next week, and we will see you all next week when you come back and listen to us again on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.